We continue our learning. We're in Kiddushin, Paragimel, Mishnah, Yud. Ha'omer lo isha kidash tich. A man says to a woman, I was a mekadeshu in front of two Edim, and those Edim went overseas, so they can't come and testify to this fact, but I was a mekadeshu. V'hi omer slo kidash tani. No, not true. She contradicts him, says, you would never mekadesh me. So says the Mishnah, who also bekrovosel, v'hi muteris, bekrovav, he is not permitted to marry her relatives, her sister, her mother, etc., because he prohibits himself upon them at the moment he says he's mekadesh to this woman. But v'hi muteris bekrovav, she's allowed to marry, let's say, his brother or his father, because she contradicts him and doesn't believe she was ever married to him. Or let's say the following: He omer is kidash tani, vuhu omer lo kidash tich. Hu mutter bekrovoseha, v'yasu bekrovav. So she says, "You mekadesh me." He says, "No, I wasn't." So he's allowed to live with her relatives because he doesn't admit to what she's saying. Now hold on 1 second. Maybe we should say, unless she were telling the truth, there's no way she would prohibit herself to the whole world by saying, "Oh, you mekadesh me." By saying you mekadesh me, she's essentially now saying she's aster to all men. So she obviously is telling the truth, and therefore we should ask her, he should also not be permitted to live with her relatives. No, we say no, since he contradicts her, he's permitted to live with her relatives. But he asks her to krov of. She is usher to live with his relatives after he divorces her, meaning if he would divorce her, so then give her a get, she would be usher to his relatives. What about now? Now it's not only she's usher to the relatives, she claims she's a married woman. If he hasn't divorced her, she's usher l'chol ha'olam. Because we assume a person is neman al atzmo yoser mimea eid in the Gemara Krisos anaf yud bezim at Aleph says. Let's say a man says to a woman kidash tich v'hi omeres lo kidash to elibiti. She does not deny the fact that they was mekadesh someone, but he says I was mekadesh. He said no, it wasn't me, it was my daughter. So who oster bekrovos gedola? He, this man, is oster to live with the relatives. Is oster to the relatives of the gedola. Gedola means the mother, which is the woman who he thinks he's married to. Ugedola muteris bekrovav, but she is mutter to live to marry her his relatives, because she doesn't claim at all that she was married to him. Hu mutter bekrovos ktana, he is allowed to live with the relatives of the ktana. They're mutter to him, which is the ktana is the daughter, because he doesn't claim to have married her. Uktana muter, and for example, let's say her, not everybody, because remember, he thinks he's married to the mother. So that would be, let's say, her sister on her father's side. That would be an example. But uktana muteris bekrova, but uktana meaning the daughter's mutter to live with his relative. Now, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? We don't say, well, since the father is neman on his daughter minat Torah, remember we spoke about that. A father's neman on his daughter minat Torah to say who she's married to. So maybe a mother should be believed on her daughter midrabanan, and by saying what? Well, what'd she say? She said, oh, no, you didn't mar mikadesh me, mikadesh my daughter. Maybe the mother should be believed that indeed she is mikudeshes to the daughter, and the daughter should be usher in the relatives of this man. We don't say that. A woman is not neman albita on her daughter at all, and therefore she, this girl, does the ktana, the daughter, doesn't become usher to his, this man's relatives at all. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah is continuation. Since we spoke about the previous Mishnah, Kidash Tich, and she says, Lo Kidash to Elibiti, so there's no real Kiddush in this Mishnah, but it's like a continuation. Our Mishnah is going to deal with where he said, Kidashti it bitcha, is bitech, I was Mekadish your daughter, and she says, no, Lo Kidash to LOC, you are Mekadish me, not my daughter. So it says the Mishnah, Kidashti es bitech, a man says to a woman, I was Mekadish your, let's say, older daughter. What does that mean? So apparently what happened was this man gave this woman gave this woman money and said, and she said, oh, well, I guess you're Mekadesh. She said, no. What I was doing was your oldest daughter, who I wanted to marry, made you a shaliach, le kabbalah, to accept from me the kesef kedushin on her behalf. And therefore, I was mekadesh her by giving you the money. That's what he's telling this woman. The Omer says, no, lo kidashta LOC. The kesef kiddushin that I received from you was not on behalf of my daughter. I think I was a mekudeshes to you by accepting that money. I wasn't accepting this on behalf of my daughter. So what's the halacha? Who also bekrobos ktana? He, the man, is not allowed to live, is prohibited with marrying the daughter, the relatives of the ktana, meaning of the daughter, because he says he claimed to have been mekadeshah. Uktana muteres bekrova. But that daughter is permitted to live with his relatives. She doesn't know of any of this marriage. He, the man, is able to live with, marry the krovos of gedola, which is the relatives of the mother, because he doesn't claim to have married the mother. Ugadola, but this mother, this woman who thinks she's married to this man, as who accepted the money, as Rubikrobov, and she's not permitted to live with his relatives, as we basic idea as the previous mission. The Gemara says the following: any time a woman says Kidashtani, you a Mekadishvi, and he, the husband, contradicts her, we don't force him to give her a get. Why? Because he can say to her, I don't want to be prohibited to her relatives. I don't want to give you a get, which shows that as if we've been married. I'm not giving you. She says, I was mekadesh to you. Don't you want to solve my problem by giving me a get? No, he doesn't have to do so. Nonetheless, we ask him to do so, because otherwise she's not mortar to anybody. But even though that causes a little bit of problems for him by giving her a get, nonetheless, this way he lets her remarry, because she claims to have been married to this man. So, and the halacha is, though, if we've asked him, based on as pleaded with this man, can you please give this woman a get because she thinks she's married to you, he still doesn't have to give her a ksuba. But if he gives her a get on his own accord and not through based in, so then we do force him to give her a ksuba, because obviously he revealed that, in fact, he was mekadesh har.